686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Folks, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. For the sake of time, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, yesterday I gave it over to the other guy, and we've been talking about the power of music. Socrates rightly said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." And how right on is he? Now, I'm not, I just want to reiterate this to all the listeners out there from the Sons of Liberty. I'm not mad at you. I love you by what I do, but I thought it was so important that you hear this information. Now, this is the portion of our assembly that we do nationwide. We've done it in 331 high schools publicly throughout the country in 22 different states, Key West all the way to the state of Minnesota. And it's just such an important message that people hear. And the reason I say that I'm not mad at you is because I'm giving it over to the other guy again. And I'm not saying that to demeaning. I'm not trying to put his light out and make mine a little bit brighter. But if at any point you begin to fall asleep.
Already? I haven't even talked yet.
When Jake is doing his program, just stick it out, okay? Because I want you to know that I'm kicking it right next to him right now. So if he drops the ball at any time, I'll pick it up. All right? Everybody good at that? Good. So I'm going to hand it over to the other guy, Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. And, Jake, go ahead and give him all that you got best way that you can.
What should I say? Do you want me to talk?
I want you to give him your message.
Do a message?
Yes.
What message?
The message of the power of music, right?
Under the influence. Many of you don't even know what the word influence means and probably haven't thought about it. But that Webster's 1828 brings us a definition that says the power whose operation is unseen. You can't see influence.
Mm-hmm.
The way that you know influence is happening is by the effects that it has on somebody. Somebody might be under the influence of love, for example. They do whatever they can for that guy or girl.
Mm-hmm.
Under the influence of alcohol, they act like an idiot. They talk stupid and slow, and they get in car accidents. Somebody under the influence of drugs, etc. You've seen examples of it.
And on a positive note, like the glass is half full instead of half empty. Like if they're under the influence of the Sons of Liberty and they begin to fight for their country.
That's right.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
All right.
And that's what we want. We want good influence.
Amen.
So why are we talking about music? Because if you go to MTV, who we just talked about yesterday, Bob Pittman, he was the founder of MTV, major money-making television network. He said the main thing is to get their emotions going. If you can do that, you've got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them.
Emotions, not principles.
That's right.
That's right.
It's all about emotions, and that's where they go for kids, especially because they're susceptible to emotions. That's why you're supposed to have disciplined parents to drive emotion out so that they use right judgment. Bob Pittman, as a father figure in this country, or MTV, for example, as a parenting figure. Most kids, I just read a new statistic here. Most kids watch about 5 hours of television a day, listen to about 40 hours of music per week. And notice that most of the television they watch has got music in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of music going on. And this is teenagers, 7th through 12th grade. So if you think about that, that's almost as much time as they spend in the classroom from kindergarten to 12th grade, just in their junior high school years, listening to music. So what's influencing them more? Now, you would think if Bob Pittman knows the tremendous influence he has over young people, you would think that his organization or his television station would push good morals through their music. So I asked the kids that. Which artists out there by far push a majority of positive messages through their music? Stay in school, don't get pregnant outside of marriage, don't use drugs, you know, be responsible, don't steal from your employer, get a job, etc. You sit there and you play the Jeopardy music and they can't name one. So it shows that the parent figure of their music isn't giving good morals to kids. Now here's something that one artist, and many of you know who he is, Eminem, he's a rapper. He kind of brought rap to the suburban areas because now all the white kids can be rappers too. Traditionally, that was more of a black movement, rap and R&B and hip-hop. So he brings it, and this is the twist that he puts on it. And most of you parents have seen your kids with your hats cocked to the side, their pants falling off their crack. They got that from Eminem. He's out there pushing this, sing for the moment. He took an old Aerosmith song, because Eminem and these musicians are fairly smart when it comes to marketing. They're taking a lot of the classic rock music, because they know that's what the parents liked, and they blend it with their rap, so it gets the parents to buy this stuff for their kids and actually tolerate it.
And justify it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Sing for the Moment, which is an old Aerosmith song, mixes it up like this. These ideas are nightmares to white parents, whose worst fear is a child with dyed hair and who likes earrings. This is song lyrics. Like whatever they say has no bearing. It's so scary in a house that allows no swearing. To see him walking around with his headphones blaring, alone in his own zone, cold, and he don't care. Folks, this is your kids, if you can relate with this. He's a problem child. What bothers him all comes out when he talks about his blanking dad walking out, because he hates him so bad that he blocks him out. If he ever saw him again, he'd probably knock him out. His thoughts are whacked. He's mad. He's talking back, talking black, brainwashed from rock and rap. He sags his pants, do-rags, and a stocking cap. His stepfather hit him, so he socked him back and broke his nose. His house is a broken home. There's no control. He just lets his emotion go. Folks, these musicians know exactly what they're pushing. This is a typical story of a lot of suburban parents, inner-city parents in general.
Well, they think it has no effect.
That's right.
Yet if you look at it...
It has all the effect.
In every sense of the word, to change a nation.
Mm-hmm.
Socrates is right. Folks, we're going to come right back after this break with the power of music under the influence of Jake the Other Guy. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 1-800-283-0747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Attention! Information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Plato said, musical training is a more potent instrument than any other because rhythm and harmony find their way in the inward places of the soul, on which they mightily fasten, imparting grace and making the soul of him who is educated graceful, or of him who is rightly ill-educated ungraceful. Here, let me give you an example. Angus Young from AC/DC said, someone else is steering me. I'm just along for the ride. I'm become possessed when I'm on stage. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And if he's possessed.
He said it. I didn't.
And that's influencing him to play his guitar.
That's
what's
right.
Influencing his listening?
Here, let me give you another one. Gene Simmons from Kiss said this during an interview. He said, I was also aware. He was aware, folks. His consciousness was awakened to the fact of the choices that he was making. Listen carefully to what he said. I was also aware that you could also say kill. And, you know, just somehow this surge would happen. That's very prophetic, by the way. He's tapping into the spiritual world. Crazy stuff.
Now, if you shift from Gene Simmons and you shift from an Angus Young AC/DC, different generation, but same power going through that music. And now, yesterday we wanted to take some positives. So we talked about King David being a psalmist, how he liked to play loud, yeah, skillfully, crashing noises. He had the cymbals. He also probably
dude. He had hairspray. He used to hang himself upside down and hairspray his hair.
The electric
he
harp.
Was,
he
David. Electric. David was a rocker dude.
That's right. Yeah. Stringed instruments. He said.
Yes.
But we can shift over to Martin Luther.
And then he had a drummer kicking it behind him.
You got it.
That's right.
One of the Levites
playing with a loud
That's
cymbal.
Right. Hey Levy, come on over here. I need you to play some drums.
That's right.
Hit the cymbals.
Yep.
Loud trumpets and horns.
Yep. You ever notice, by the
Motown's
way,
Motown's got nothing on
can
this.
Can we take to the sound of war in a series?
Yeah.
No, which we are
I
in a series.
Right
no,
here,
this
actually.
Is scriptural stuff that we're talking about. But it's also interesting, Jake, that when there's war, mm-hmm, you ever notice what always goes before?
That's right.
The battlefield. What That's happens? Right. You've seen it in Gettysburg. You've mm-hmm seen it with the brother from England, Scotland.
Oh, William Wallace?
No, not William Wallace. Not Mr. Wallace. I'm sorry. Got a brain clot right now. Hang on a second. Yes. You know what? Thank you, my friend. It's dinner this time, Mr. Cromwell.
Yeah.
During battle, there's always a drummer that would go before them before they actually beat each other up. Or they would use trumpets when they would change up their strategy during battle.
Yep, that trumpet was the leading. That music was the leading. If you look, scripturally speaking, when Moses went up to get the Ten Commandments and Joshua went with him as his minister and he stayed, when he came down, Joshua said to Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. This is when the people had made an idol. They had Aaron make them an idol, and they started doing crazy, mad...
It was the church that made the idol.
That's exactly
Aaron,
right.
Aaron the golden calf.
And what it led them to. I mean, we're talking sick sexual deviant sin, not
idolatry.
Idolatry,
lasciviousness, licentiousness,
It's what they're doing down there. And Joshua says, there is noise of war in the camp. And Moses said, is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the voice of them that sing do I hear. Because Joshua knew in war there was music playing, beating drums, etc. But Moses said, no. This is their singing. This is their revelings, as it talks in the Bible. They're partying. They're partying. They got music there present with them. They're committing idolatry. They're having, as I said before, crazy mad sexual sin going on. It's no different.
I think a great analogy, Jake, at this point is when they put the opera music, the classical music in the park. Can you explain that analogy?
Yeah. It's the theory of broken glass. So it's your environment dictates your behavior. So typically speaking, I'll just tell the story. In Edmonton, Alberta, in Canada, it was kind of a hoodie area. Not a good place to go. People were getting mugged dealing drugs in this park. Well, all the retailers around started losing business because they want to bring their kids to this scary park because of all the bad things happening. So they got their heads together and they said, we need to salvage our business. We need to... And they decided to put a sound system throughout the whole park and play music. If anybody's ever been to Disney World or anything like that, there's a sound system. You may not even know it. It's innocuous music, but there's always music playing. There's speakers on every path that you go.
That's right.
So they played music. Now, what did they play? Did they play your typical R&B, hip-hop, rap music that was played on the radio stations? No.
Oh, nay.
Because they know that would only gather a party up. Hey, check out, this park is playing, Lil Wayne or 50 Cent or whatever. That's not what they did. They played classical music. And to give you another example of a man who gave his life to the glory of God, Beethoven. Beethoven wrote the song Joyful, Joyful. He wrote numerous songs because of his Christian faith. So they played classical music throughout the park, and crime decreased over 800%. The police went down and did a study. They were so fascinated. What in the world happened? Play classical music scares away all the bad guys that are mugging people, dealing drugs, doing drugs.
Now let's talk about this joker that said break stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. And you know
what? If a loser to the extreme,
he had anger management classes here in the state of Minnesota. Got a girl pregnant. Said that the kid was a blessing.
Wow!
These people are so messed up in their mind. He said he used a quote where he's doing music videos. He's got women all over him, and he says it's not like I attracted these girls off the streets. I blank and hired them. I want people to be thinking I'm having the time of my life, but really I'm single and miserable.
Wow!
Imagine if somebody. Now this is what happened. He did. Everybody remembers they tried to revive Woodstock.
Yep.
Because they thought they could keep all the kids tame and not break things.
Well, they needed new players because most of them were dead at that time, right? Dying of drug overdoses, gagging on their puke like Jimi Hendrix or John Bonham from Led Zeppelin.
Yep.
Yeah, AC/DC's Bon Scott, Janis Joplin. I mean, if they're alive, we'll use another round of them. Yeah.
Well, that's what they did, and they didn't realize, the concert promoters, that they're dealing with a different generation of people. Now, in Woodstock, everybody smoked dope, and they became dopes. So they just kind of sat around. And
now them dopes are in Congress.
That's right. Yep. And they're also professors at a lot of your schools.
That's why
we're getting what we're getting. So, again, you can see here where music set the stage for a generation where we go philosophically, also through our education.
So it's true that when you smoke dope, the dope's actually smoking you.
That's right.
And so you become what you smoke.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So in this case, dopes.
Dopes.
Yeah.
So these new dopes in the 90s, they tried to revive Woodstock.
I'm tired of dopes.
Thinking they could contain it. Now, it's easy to contain a dope. He just sits there, right? I need something to eat. This new generation of kids.
What a dope.
Dopey.
Dopes.
Fred Durst gets up on stage. He introduces a new song called Break Stuff. And that's all it is. He says to the crowd, have you ever had one of those days where you woke up and you just wanted to break some blank? And, of course, all the kids have new types of demons they deal with.
What a dope, dude.
He is a dope. He wasn't smoking dope, though. Actually, you know what? Fred Durst hasn't gotten in trouble on any drug charges.
But
he is a dope. Like Dopey, like Snow White.
He is a dope.
But Snow White wasn't at Woodstock. So he gets up and he starts singing a song called Break Stuff. Now, after they tallied everything that had happened after that concert in Woodstock, By the way, they haven't done Woodstock since. There was 253 people were hospitalized. Thousands were treated for injuries on site. Dozens of sexual assaults. Because what Fred Durst said...
A bunch of dopes listening to a dope.
That's right.
Yeah.
He said, there's no mother blanking rules right now. I want you to let yourselves go. And then they started playing. And their music is all about anger. Again, he went to anger management courses. And had 44 people were arrested.
As long as we're there to rehabilitate the dopes, I mean, that's all I care about.
That's right.
I mean, the guy knew he was breaking the law,
yeah.
And he was promulgating law breaking.
And so guess what happened?
That's right.
Law breaking.
Got it.
They almost pushed his stage in two different times. They were lighting trailers on fire, throwing things. So you got a new breed of dopes, folks. You can't control sin. I think some people think, well, we'll just give them the dope, and then we can control these idiots. And we'll just No, it comes back and burns them. So the concert promoters were furious that Fred Durst would do something like that. Yet they never took the time to see which bands were coming in, what their lyrics were going to be. I mean, they sang the song, I think the Red Hot Chili Peppers did, Let Me Stand Next to Your Fire, an old Jimi Hendrix cover tune. So guess what people started doing? They passed out peace candles. You know, we're going to have peace. Those peace candles started torching trailers, started torching stages.
That's their version of peace.
Exactly.
Totally.
And the concert promoters are mad.
Hello,
genius. You don't invite a bunch of lawless rebels to talk to kids and think that they're not going to go out and break the law.
Hmm.
They're not restrained. As a matter of fact, when you said Socrates said, I don't care who writes the laws, I'll control its people and I control the music. When your musician gets up and says there's no mother blanking rules out there, the cops don't come in and say, or the musicians don't say, it's against the law to smoke marijuana, to drop LSD, to snort cocaine. It's against the law to commit arson. It's against the law to rape.
Well, that's what they go there for. That's what they go there for, dude.
That's right.
I mean, look at the deadheads. Well, you want to talk about a bunch of dopes?
Yeah.
Everybody knows you got to get high to enjoy that music anyways, if you want to call it music.
That's for sure.
I mean, you got a bunch of dopes on stage playing music for a bunch of dopes.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking dope. What do you think you got? You got a big dope party.
And what did Jerry Garcia die of? Well, he died of old age. The guy was in his 50s. He died because of his drug use, and while he died, he was in treatment.
What about Marley?
What about Bob Marley?
What a dope.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
How did he die?
He was a Rastafari, and he died of cancer on his toe.
Yeah.
Because
but what a dope.
He was a Rastafari who believed that smoking dope was okay, but it wasn't okay to have surgery to take the cancer off his toe. So dope, he died. And that's what he did. Now, here's one
talking
thing.
Talking about the power of music and talking about a bunch of dopes influenced by it for the wrong reasons. Seriously, folks.
Yeah.
Now, folks, we got the lights on the phone here lighting up here, and we're going to take some phone calls right after this break. And what we're doing is talking about under the influence, and we're talking about a bunch of dopes. Richard Nibley said music creates atmosphere. Atmosphere creates environment. Environment influences behavior. Oh, you think? Wow. Jake,
smart doctor.
What a bunch of dopes. Folks, check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com or give us a call. Right now is the time. 1-877-807-9977. We're going to take your calls in just a couple minutes. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
I actually just looked up the word dope in Webster's 1828, folks, and guess what? No such definition. Probably because there was no dopes around then.
No dopes
because
then.
People had enough common sense not to smoke grass. Well,
they made rope out of it.
Just think about that. Hemp.
There was hemp.
And now you got these idiots trying to legalize hemp so they can act like legalized versions of dopes.
For medical purposes, of course.
Sure. And that's how it's going, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. We got Danny from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, guys. I had a question. I was actually listening to you yesterday when you were talking about Kay Perry.
Yep.
And you said that she, you're talking about how she's promoting the homosexual lifestyle in her music.
That's
and I don't really know who she is, so I was kind of curious if you could expound on what she's talking about. Because I know that the other one, what's her name, Lady Gaga, has also been pushing this. And I haven't seen that in music until the last, it seems like the last 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not really pushing that. Like, I'm not used to hearing that in music. And is that more, is that in other bands too? I mean, are you seeing this a lot?
I'm not seeing it a lot, but I am seeing it in the mainstream.
I do think, Dan, though, just for your information, this is some information that you're going to want to carry over into life with you after I give it to you. But I think Lady Gaga, I don't think she's of the human species.
Yeah.
I think she's some kind of reptile form from some grass. I think she's from the Australian jungles of the Freakellas.
The Freakellas.
Yes. Yeah,
she
doesn't come.
She's a unique-looking person, you could say.
Yes,
thing.
If that's what you want to say. They're trying to make her look human when, in fact, she's not.
Well, let's
jump over to the other side of that pendulum. We got Kate Perry. There's a prime case in point that we make on this radio program all the time. On a serious note, and it jacks me up more than anything, You have a professed Christian there that has no idea what the Word of God says. But everybody overall, if you just ask them, they're Christians anyways. Yep. But what you don't see is you don't see Christ. You see him promoting what Judas promoted. Then you see him promote what the enemy of their souls promote. But you don't see Christ. Right. Yet they all claim their Christianity. Just like Britney Spears, Christine Aguilera. They all sit there and they get up on MTV and they thank Jesus Christ for their awards as they rip their clothes off. And folks, what they don't realize is nobody rebuked these people more than Jesus Christ did.
That's right.
And there you have it.
Katy Perry is a prime example, along with Jessica Simpson. Both their parents, Christian missionaries, Christian pastors. Katy Perry, both of her parents, started in CCM, started doing Christian music, same thing with Jessica Simpson. To flip over to Lady Gaga, thank you for your call, Dan. We appreciate it. To flip to Lady Gaga, who you brought up. So the answer is no. Homosexuality is not being pushed a lot through the mainstream by a majority of people. But the people that do push it get front and center placements. You'll notice that they get Grammys, and you'll notice they're on the tops of the charts because it's an agenda. Lady Gaga said, if you were to ask me what I want to do, I don't want to be a celebrity. You don't have to work that hard at it. I want to make a difference. I never wanted to look pretty on stage and sing about something we've all heard about before. I'd say she's accomplishing
that. Well, the ground feeders will pick her up, though.
If I can be a leader, I will, she told UK's Guardian. Now, this is what she says in one of her songs. I can see myself in the movies, photograph my mind, and whatever else you'd like to shoot. All we care about is pornographic girls on film and body plastic. Now, she said this in this new song called Born This Way. Has anybody ever heard that? I was born this way. Listen to this, and it's blasphemy is what it is. I'm beautiful in my way, because God makes no mistakes. Okay.
Huh.
I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Okay. Hmm. No matter gay, straight, or bi, lesbian, transgendered life, no matter, and she's going to take sexual orientation and sexual deviance and misconduct and liken it onto, no matter black, white, or beige, cola, or Orient made, I'm on the right track, baby. I was born to be brave in the song.
Can I interject something and I'll give it back over to Danny? You know, I was born that way too, folks. I was born a liar. I was born a thief. Mm-hmm. I like to kill. I mean, it's the way I was born. I can't help myself.
Born this way.
We hear from the immoral, right?
Born this way.
And I'm also born this way where I can just commit adultery. Folks, I can't restrain myself. Mm-hmm. What would you say to me? You'd say, well, then you need to go to jail for breaking the law.
That's right.
Say the same thing to the homosexuals because it is against the law, folks.
That's right. It's sexual deviance. And as a matter of fact, some people bring up the fact.
Quit acting like this is your show, dude.
No doubt.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
Oh, go ahead. Why don't, go ahead and say something.
But I was just going to say to that.
Never mind.
Born this way thing is when I grew up in school, I was put into a special school for the bad kids, you know. And what they do is if I was born this way, you know, I have a problem being, you know, a behavioral problem. It's like I don't get away with that. You know,
no.
they still put me where I'm, you know, I still get in trouble if I break the law. But yet people can use that excuse of, well, I was born this way, so
well, that's
like you just got them saying. That doesn't get them off the law.
No. That's what people in prison are saying all day long, Danny, is that they didn't do anything wrong. Well, they haven't because they've lowered the law. Mm-hmm. If there's no law, there's no transgression. What I'm saying, folks, is what happens if you take all the police away from the streets and you say it's legal. By the way, if you were to incite the laws back in the 60s to today, mm-hmm. I guarantee you if you had an attorney that was keen enough as to what the laws were then, he could probably sue the music industry to no end.
Yeah.
And the movie industry as well for all of their violations, Sports Illustrated, some of these magazines, for what they're promoting. They've crossed the lines a long time ago, folks. Nobody's taken the time to sweep away those lines so you can see those lines again.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is that's what we're doing with the Word of God.
That's right.
So
and we liken that onto everything that we do. Madonna, interestingly enough, she's going out and touring again.
Yeah, if she's not telling little kids that she's going to hell and she doesn't care.
I'm going to ring my bell and I don't give a blank if I go to hell, as little kids are singing along with her. That's part of her lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Madonna said.
With their parents with them, paying for the tickets.
Yeah. And listen to this, folks. This is what happens,
okay? Thank you, Danny, for your call.
This is the relentlessness of this industry. This is why Christians got to stop being civil in the way that they understand to be civil, and they've got to arm up. They've got to get ready to do battle on many different fronts, but this being one. Madonna said they digest it on a lot of different levels. Some people will see it and be disgusted by it, talking about her provocative material that she kind of was the groundbreaker for. If people keep seeing it, and eventually it's not going to be such a strange thing. In other words, it may not even be popular when we push it,
yep.
but we're going to keep pushing it because eventually it won't seem like such a strange thing. When the public gives pushback, it's not enough to push back. It's to push back until it's gone, not just to protest for it, but to eliminate it and eradicate it. Now, we've got another caller.
We got two more to go here. And, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, now's the time. 1-877-807-9977. We got Emily. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Hey.
Hey.
I was just calling in. I was like, when you guys were talking about the lyrics and influence on kids, like, the Eminem song, I was thinking, like, I was watching the news this morning, and in Ohio, they literally had another school shooting. I was, like, wondering, the kids hearing this all the time, it's like getting in their head, getting stuck in their head, and do they like start living that out to the point where they hold so much anger that they go and shoot up their school and kill like two kids already?
Well, there's actually three of them died. I just looked up on a news break,
yeah.
And another one just
died. It's
just
crazy. It's like their parents aren't watching.
Nope.
They're not paying attention.
No, they complain about the government that they're allowing to raise up their kids, Emily, is what they're
doing.
That's
right. That's right. Point the finger at someone else.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be raising them up.
That's right.
There's two examples of what you're saying, Emily. Number one, there's a man named Dimebag Darrell. He won a guitar championship in Texas. He played for the band Pantera, and then he started a new band called, I don't think it's vain for me to say it. But
no, it's not.
Hell Yeah, that's the name of his new band. This was one of the songs called Cowboys from Hell that Dimebag used to play. And let me tell you, folks, this music, I remember the first time I heard Pantera,
I
was probably 14, I got in the back seat of a car of some senior in high school, and it was literally like somebody pumped me full of drugs. It was insane, the influence that we had. And this is to your comment here, Emily, and thank you for calling. Showdown, shootout, spread fear within. These are the lyrics. Here we come, reach for your gun, and you better listen well, my friend. You see, it's been slow down below, aimed at you, we're the cowboys from hell. Sparks fly everywhere in sight from my double-barrel 12-gauge. Now, this happened in Ohio, where Dimebag played in a new band. Pantera broke up, started a new band with his brother, who I've actually met two, maybe even three times, given him gospel tracks and even talked to him.
On three different occasions.
That's right. So, I don't wish for anybody to get killed, but you just heard these lyrics.
You reap what you sow.
One of his fans was upset that the band broke up, jumped up on stage while he's in Ohio playing in this new band, point blank takes his handgun and blasts Dimebag away, killed him.
Yeah.
And then he ran out the back door. He was eventually caught, but the point is listen to those lyrics. Showdown, shootout, spread fear within. Here we come, reach for your gun. You better listen well, my friend. You see, it's been slow down below, aimed at you, we're the cowboys from hell. Sparks fly everywhere in sight from my double-barrel 12-gauge. While he's getting paid because little kids are listening to this, buying his CDs, then it comes back to get him. He probably would have never thought. But I can't think of a more poetic justice situation than this, where what he's speaking,
oh, that'll never happen. Kids don't actually do it. Music doesn't influence them.
Actually happened to him as the guitar player.
That's right.
Now, again, I don't want him to die. I don't want him to push this music.
No.
So the kids have kids have a fire inside of their heart already. You dump gasoline on it, you're going to get an explosion. That's what music is. Music didn't start the fire, but it brings this chemical reaction that explodes in kids' hearts.
That's
another
right.
example is a young man.
Well, dude,
favorite band.
Can you just hang on one second? Because I think it was a really good point, though. You reap what you sow.
Yes, you do.
Remember John Lennon when he said,
Christianity will go now. We're more popular than Jesus. He called Jesus garlic-eating, greasy-haired, fascist, B-A-S-T-A bastard. I can't remember the rest of it. But in his book, he basically insulted Christ.
You don't go there.
No, you don't.
God has lines, folks, that you push him just a little bit. You touch him. It's dangerous. It's like touching an electric fence.
You got it.
There is spiritual law. The Bible says that it rains on the just and on the unjust.
Right.
If I sow bad seed, it's going to rain on that
seed,
and I'm going to reap a bad harvest.
Right.
If I sow good seed, spiritual seed, the Word of God, I'm going to reap a good harvest.
That's right.
And people, you really need to understand, God is not, when I say this, let me say it slow, God is not mocked. Look at the world and the system of the world. How far does God let people go?
That's right.
God has lines that you can go past or go beyond, and there's other lines that you cannot go beyond. Now, folks, we got so many calls coming in here right now. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to come back. And, Jake, will you give that silver chair analogy going back to Emily's question about influence?
Yep.
Because some people say, well, it just doesn't have any influence over me. Folks, the program today on the Sons of Liberty is under the influence of Jake, the other guy. We'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Lucky do. Music has the power because music is not like politicians. Music is always there. Politicians come in every 4 or 5 years, lie to the people, get what they want at the time, and disappear. But music is everywhere all of the time, and it can change the world.
Yep. And they always get to lie to people, because you'll notice that through a lot of their messages. Now, to Emily's last question about the school shooting, we already talked about Dimebag Daryl, what happened to him in Ohio, how his music influenced a young person. And that person I don't know to be a teenager, so let me rephrase that, a person to do what he wanted. Here's a teenager whose favorite band is Silverchair. This is the lyrics of one of the songs that this young man, he was 16, his name was Brian Bassett, you can find this in Spin Magazine. Hate is what I feel for you. That's the lyrics. And I want you to know that I want you dead. You're late for the execution. Now, Silverchair did not jump out of the CD and kill anybody. This young man hated his parents. And he related with this song. Again, we're talking about the gasoline analogy. There's already a fire in there of hatred towards his parents. His favorite band poured a little bit of gasoline on it. Hate is what I feel for you. I want you to know that I want you dead. You're late for the execution. Brian Bassett drowned his brother in a bathtub and shot his parents. And then he put this song in the tape deck and started kicking their dead bodies to the beat of this song. Hate is what I feel for you. So you see firsthand how music played a direct... It wasn't the cause of what this young man did, but it had a direct correlation to what he did and why he did it. It pushed him over the edge. And we brought up just earlier before about how kids get on antidepressants.
Thank you. I was going to say, let's not forget the antidepressant factor, because wherever you see the high-profile murders that are on TV or on the radio,
folks,
nine times out of ten, they're on antidepressants.
Yep, and their school shootings. I mean, you see Dylan and Eric, they listen to crazy music. It's not even mainstream. It's like underground German rock where it's just hate-filled murder, blah, blah, blah.
Satanic bullcrap.
Totally, totally. Now, you mix that with drugs. Now, this is an example. If I have, and I say this in the schools, a lot of the pharmaceutical companies that are now coming out with the new drugs, namely the, I think it's Merck, or, I'm not even going to say the name because I don't know which one it is, but the one that created LSD back in the 60s, or maybe it was even the 50s, they brought LSD. Well, that could never be put on the shelf, and psychiatric people would never prescribe that. But they used to try to give LSD to certain people that were in a type of comatose to get them to come out of it. Anyhow, it didn't work, so they trashed that. Well, they didn't do that. They actually put it on the streets, and now it's a street drug. Nowadays, that same company is making pharmaceuticals in the form of antidepressants. So do
you
I
can thank the Bushes for that, too, by the way, folks.
Oh, yeah. And any politician that will have his pockets lined by these companies. And then these companies... And so you get to the kids who are a rebellious kid, and I'll ask teachers this. Do you take a kid who's shy in class and put him on some cocaine? I don't get him to talk.
Illegal drugs back in the 50s are now legalized,
that's right,
folks.
Over-the-counter, because they're managed now. Well, you take these antidepressants. You take a young man who hates his parents. And literally, kids on these antidepressants will black out. And nobody can tell me any different, because I had a cousin who was 14 years old. Beautiful little girl. She was skinny. She was smart. She had no reason to commit suicide. I asked her mom after she did it. She hung herself in her living room. My 14-year-old cousin, I know this firsthand. She was on Prozac.
Mm-hmm.
And she was writing in her diaries, and she was telling her shrink about how it was making her do crazy things. Nobody told her parents this. Now, her parents, I'm sure her mom has been beating herself to death ever since then, but she came from a fairly dysfunctional home, too. But the point is she added these antidepressants, added the music she was listening to, and next thing you know, she committed suicide. And I have multiple bands on my screens that promote that very thing, from country artists to rap artists to...
So instead of chastising kids to rise to the level of expectation, now what they do is they put them on antidepressants, which increase suicidal ideation.
That's right. It's one of the side effects. Now add that to this music. Again, more fuel to the fire, folks.
Yeah.
In 1947, a company called Sandoz Laboratories introduced LSD as a treatment for various psychiatric disorders. And obviously it didn't work. But similar companies are pushing the same thing. Folks, they don't know how these deals work.
We can help.
And how many of these kids are feeding off of these drugs? Now, let me ask you a question, because I already went in my testimony a little bit yesterday. And, Bradley, you grew up in music, so it was just a part of you. When I started getting the wrong music, I started behaving the wrong way. Instead of taking my music from me and putting discipline in my life and order in my life, most people nowadays would throw me on an antidepressant back then.
Oh, easy, easy.
To fix my problem, not looking at what I'm playing in my CD player.
Let's keep in mind, folks, let's not get that vernacular in there. It doesn't fix the problem. It's a Band-Aid is what it is.
Yep. And then it makes it worse because the kid gets addicted to it. And once a kid's been on it for so long, you try to yank him off it, it throws his mind in a rage.
Yeah.
It's just like if you've ever watched anybody come down from drug use. That's what happens. Your body becomes dependent upon those drugs.
Yeah.
And
what was your question?
Well, I was just going to bring up the fact of when people wanted to put, for example, because you have a testimony in this, wanted to put you on antidepressants. Did anybody look at the music that you were listening to?
No, I was hyperactive.
Okay. So
I was just a busy kid. I was always doing something all the time.
And what kind of music did you like? Did you like Mozart and Beethoven?
No, I liked all kinds of music.
Did you like heavy driving music?
I used to like the Bee Gees.
Ooh.
I used to like Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Matter of fact, you're going to start kicking some beats now. I used to go to Skateland, and I used to hear this song always going through my head, and it used to go like something like this.
The power influence of music.
A hibbity hop, but don't stop a rockin' to the bang bang boogie, to up jump the boogie, to the bang to the biggity bee.
Now, don't say the music doesn't influence.
No, totally. I can give you another one, too. New York, New York, big city of dreams, but everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might be fooled if you come about it down, but I'm down on and on my way around. Dude, I remember all that stuff as a kid. It gets ingrained into you. It's a part of you.
So when you, like, as you got older, because in your testimony book, and folks, this is available online as well. It's really good. It's the life story that Bradley put in.
I was a little kid when I listened to Bee Gees, so you understand.
But when you got older, you started fighting, and this is part of your testimony.
Yep.
You were angry.
My favorite band was Pantera, Vulgar Display of Power. I used to listen to it when we would tour, and I would be going from point A to point B, and I would fight at the drop of a hat.
That's right.
And it was completely, because that would be my DOC drug of choice, was the music.
Yep.
More than anything, and it would be Pantera.
How about Metallica?
Some of it. Yeah, Seek and Destroy, For Whom the Bell Tolls. Yeah, I used to listen to all that stuff. I grew up learning those songs.
So here's Metallica, just as an example. Suicide, I've Already Died. You're Just the Funeral I've Been Waiting For. Cyanide, Living Dead. Inside, Break This Empty Shell Forevermore. And then you move into Harvester of Sorrow.
Yeah. I was just going to say, Jake, don't forget the fact that these guys got counselors with them because of their minds.
Yep.
They're losing
anger management.
That's right. Just to keep the band together because it's such a big business now. Mm-hmm. But nobody's talking about the warfare that band's going through just to stay together because they're reaping what they've sown.
Yep. And I just gave the example before. The same guy that got on the stage at Woodstock and caused all this crime to happen in Woodstock is in Minnesota going to anger management courses.
Huh.
Could it be anything? Now, think about this. This guy is getting treated. Now, I don't believe in anger management courses. I believe in the word of God.
We got two more phone calls
to
take here, so you know what, we're going to, we got 3 minutes, but Jake, finish your point, we'll take Dave, and we'll try to get to the last call here.
So going to an anger management guy, and then he goes and pushes this kind of music, what do you think's going to happen to his hearers? Parents, what do you think's going to happen to your kids? Do you think they're going to keep studying and do good in school and obey you?
They have no interest to be, they want, what they're learning by listening to their music is to rebel against authority.
That's right. So when they're listening to Metallica, Drink Up, Shoot In, Let the Beating Begin, Distributor of Pain, Your Loss Becomes My Gain, To See Into My Eyes, You'll Find Where Murder Lies, Harvester of Sorrow, do you think they're going to go out and say, man, I feel like studying all night tonight and getting a good grade on my test tomorrow? You can't mix the two together. It's lethal.
No, that's what they're doing, dude.
It's totally lethal.
I mean, I want to listen to Metallica, and I want to go study.
Get good grades.
You know? And the other thing, I'm a Christian, and I want to read my Bible at night.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to Seek and Destroy, got an evil feeling in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get the point.
So, and here's one thing, too, and this is a little myth. This is Rihanna in her linear notes.
Boy, you really jumped ship on that one.
I did, but this is good, because you're talking about how I'm loving Jesus, and I'm going to go listen to Metallica. Lord, you've always been so good to me, she says. Thank you for your love, guidance, protection, the blessings that you continue to bestow upon me and the people around me. I will always keep my eyes on you, Lord.
Yeah.
If anybody has seen a picture of this woman.
Thank you for giving me everything that I have that pulls me away from you, Lord. But I just so thank you for letting me be lascivious and licentious.
She's a porn star in her videos, straight up.
Sure.
That's what she is.
Thank you, Lord, for letting me do what I'm doing. But what she doesn't know is judgment is soon to come.
You got it.
Yeah.
And how many little kids is she teaching this message or this example? And how many of you listening right now have kids listening to it?
I want to interject this and we'll take Dave.
Yep.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Mm-hmm. Some will say it has nothing to do with it. Let me say this. That's the furthest thing from the truth, folks. Words cause wars and words end wars.
That's right.
It says in the Bible, Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Got it.
Don't tell me that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is so far from the truth, folks. You got Dave. Dave, you got... Here, listen. Jake, Bradley, you got Dave with the Sons of Liberty. Hey, Dave, how are you doing, brother?
I'm good, man.
You got about 45 seconds.
Just to add a little catalyst to this, they're actually mixing that music with the violent video games that they got playing out there.
It's exactly right,
Dave. Desensitizing these kids to violence and to all these things,
And there's a soundtrack to
that. Message that, this is cool, this is normal, this is warfare, this is what we're doing, but in all reality, that's not what warfare is at all.
That's right, but that's a good point.
What's happening really quick, folks, we got about 10 seconds left. Thank you for your call. Other callers, can you please give us a call back tomorrow? Folks, the bottom line is the warfare is happening in public schools and the public arena on a daily basis. And the point is why are they promulgating what God commands not to do, and yet they're making it? What they're doing is they're selling their souls.
Yep.
For the gain of the world. And what happens when they gain the world? They figure out that they sold their souls. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll talk to you tomorrow.